Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki is a great member of our Brain Trust. She is an award-winning author of a number of books, including 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions, and also Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, and a number of other books that she has written. She's an expert on the workplace, and she joins us on a regular basis to help us out with that very topic. Vicki Oliver, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You're always welcome here, Vicki.
Thank you.
Some of my experts have reported to us that there may be 4 million jobs in America going wanting. And it does seem that maybe hiring is picking up a little bit. I was reading a little bit about that, and some of the jobs that are coming up are a little bit higher paying jobs. I was reading that today.
Yes.
And so.
Plus, everyone I know has just gotten a new job.
Is that right? Except you and me, right?
Anecdotal evidence suggests it's true.
We love our bosses so much, right? That we're not leaving. but anyway, what advice do you have for people who are looking for a job at a time when it might be a little bit competitive?
Well, yeah, you always have to go through sort of a similar process. But when it's like this, you know that you're going to be competing against more people. I mean, I think in general, you should feel like you may be competing against 10 people for that job that you want. And you should also figure that there's going to be a wide age range between the people and a pretty wide salary range.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not necessarily that the job is going for X and that they're looking for somebody who is X, you know, a certain year old. You have to kind of compete both on your expertise and your ability to learn fast.
Right. Well, that's exactly right, because what I'm finding in my own company, Vicki, is that when I hire somebody, I've got an assignment for them. I've got a job description. I know what I want them to do. But if they're with me for 3 years, we're going to do different things a year and a half from now. And I need somebody who's got their track shoes on.
Right.
Physically and mentally.
Yeah, exactly. They have to be, you know, kind of mentally agile, flexible, mm-hmm. and, you know, the ability to deal with change is usually considered a great precursor of someone's success.
Mm-hmm.
And especially today, with technology changing so rapidly, you know, I think it's even more important than it ever was before.
No question about it. No question about it.
So when you go in there, if you're interviewing, when you walk in there, you need to be able to express how you have adapted to change.
I like that. Yeah, and would you come up with that on your own? Or would you wait for someone to ask you those questions? And if they don't ask you, you tell them that? What do you make?
I would tell them that.
Before they even asked.
Well, it depends. If you're 21 and you've just graduated from college and you're going for your first job interview, mm-hmm. I don't think you necessarily have to bring it up, because it's part of the assumption that you grew up with technology.
You're ready for anything.
You know, that you're constantly changing. That's part of the assumption. Mm-hmm. You know, they may be incorrect, but they're going to sort of give that to you. But if you're older than that, I think it's a good skill to bring out, especially if you can back it up. You know, if you were in a company that merged, if new people came in, if your company collapsed and got back together, you know, all those types of stories, I think, make for good job interview.
Can I stick something in here about the people you just mentioned, the older folks, meaning maybe even in their 30s? early 40s, something like that.
Exactly.
The older folks, the who are still babies for me,
yes.
But we get resumes here from people like that, and I know they know how to use Excel.
Right.
I'm presuming they know how to use PowerPoint.
Of course.
I'm presuming they've done a little bit of work on the internet, but they don't put it on their resume.
Right. Yeah.
That's a mistake.
It's a huge mistake. The way people describe themselves is so often kind of shallow, and your resume needs to tell a story, and there are places in the resume where you can do that. Like, you can begin by talking about your skills. It doesn't, you know, today I think that the best resumes are combinations of the sort of the old chronological
resume.
Right,
the old stuff and the new stuff, right.
And stuff that where you are expressing
right.
what you're good at.
There's no question about it. When I mean, I get resumes in here from people that I kind of feel like they're qualified, but I feel like they just woke up from a 1985, you know, from 1985 and sent me a resume like they would have back then.
Yeah, it's just really important. You know, there's a lot of information that people can find online just about resumes, and just take a look at those and see what's competitive
mm-hmm.
with yourself, and just try to, you know, always, it's a working document. That's the other thing. I think that people think of it as fossilized, like
right.
you do your resume, then it's finished. That's not true. If you go in for a job interview and someone asks you about your resume and they ask questions like, oh, do you have Excel experience? You go back home and then you add it
right.
to the resume.
Right.
It's a constantly evolving document.
Plus, and as you point out in your work all the time, you know, you have a different resume for each individual company you apply for, right?
Absolutely. There's no reason not to target yourself. Today, we're kind of living in a micro-target age, and just target yourself to the person that you're meeting, the company that you're meeting, what they need, the skill sets they need, and you're going to solve the problems that they have.
Mm-hmm. You also encourage people to do their homework, and this is so important. I interviewed a kid one time who showed up, and he knew several days before he got here that he was going to be talking to me, and he didn't know anything about my company.
Right.
I sent him home. The interview lasted about 90 seconds.
Right.
I said, you're not ready. Go home and get ready and come back. I did give him another chance.
How was he on the second chance?
He was locked in, buddy. I'm telling you. he learned. But
that's
I did.
Nobody gets a second chance.
The
that's
door
really
had
nice
barely closed behind him till he was leaving it, going out again.
Wow.
So that's, folks, that's something to think about. Hey, Vicki, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's VickiOliver.com, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. All of her books are there, and also on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Vicki Oliver, and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.